This is the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. My name is Franklin Stewart. Episode number 1709 is here. Today's episode is titled, Hitler and Eminem Discuss South Park.
This episode is brought to you by Podbot Door AI. This article discusses how Gary Beach, who plays Adolf Hitler in South Park, met Eminem and what they discussed. They both agreed that the success of the show has been underappreciated. Adolf Hitler is played by Gary Beach, a Tony nominee for Beauty and the Beast and a musical theater veteran since the 1970s, and Eminem goes after Donald Trump and Donald Trump family in his latest album, Revival.
Dash.
The two discuss South Park and the show's success over the years. Hitler is amazed at Eminem's ability to comprehend the largeness of his friend's family and friends, while Eminem is blown away by Carmen's total support for him despite not having anything. Roger says he can't comprehend my friends and family, but he has nothing but love for them. They both agree that the show is a testament to their friendship, as they have been friends for over 20 years. Adolf Hitler, the Little Hitler, and Dwayne Chapman, the President Biden of South Park, were in attendance for an earlier session at a conference. Gary Beach, a musical theater veteran and Tony nominee, was also present. During the session, they discussed their favorite parts of South Park. Adolf especially enjoyed the Beast character and how it was featured in one of the episodes from the 1970s Beauty Play. They also discussed how much they both enjoy watching South Park together with their friends and family. Eminem was surprised to learn that Hitler was a fan too. The two then discussed Eminem's music, with him playing some of his newest rap tracks from his latest album Revival. Hitler particularly enjoyed the sounds of Westside Gunn's music and said he could listen to it all day. Eminem then told him about the time when MTV trotted out Donald Trump at the 2004 Shady Records convention, which made both of them laugh. Hitler also asked if there was any chance for a second verse on one of the tracks from Revival, but Eminem had to decline as it was not meant to be. They ended their conversation by talking about how much has changed since 2004 and how family is still at the core of everything Eminem does in his day-to-day life. Hitler asked Eminem if he had any kids, and the rapper replied that he had a six-month-old daughter, Haley Jade. He said she was the greatest gift of all and that she was named after his dad, Marshall Bruce Mathers Jr. Hitler then asked Eminem about his mom Debbie Mathers, who he is married to two other rappers, Westside Gunn and Pootie Tang. Eminem said they were both great parents to him and that Westside Gunn had even been working on some projects with Marshall Bruce Mathers III for the past 67 decades. The last topic of conversation before Hitler left was about how old Eminem's daughter was now. The rapper proudly stated that she just turned 22 years old in her first few moments of life. It was then that Hitler asked how Eminem's dad, Marshall, was doing. Eminem told Hitler about how his father had abandoned him as a young boy and that he had to grow up without a father figure. Eminem also told Hitler about his childhood and how he established himself as an up-and-coming rapper under the name of Slim Shady. He said that it was actually his mother Debbie Mathers who came up with this catchy moniker, using her son's initials to form M&M, which became Slim Shady. When combined with the word Shady, Hitler and Eminem discussed South Park in a big old lounge chair in Hitler's garden one summer day. They had no idea how close they were to a hospital, which provided the perfect backdrop for their conversation. Hitler was unfamiliar with South Park, but was eager to learn more as they discussed the show's often controversial topics and characters. Eminem found it particularly amusing that Cartman is always trying to get one up on Kyle, while Hitler thought that Stan's moral compass was quite admirable. Marshall Knight was in awe of the show's irreverence and even shared a few stories about his son Marshall Knott, who is a big fan. Westside Gunn, another rapper friend of Eminem's, related how he got his way with his cousin by playing the new games they were always talking about on the show. As their discussion continued, local whore Randy Marsh kept coming up as an example of someone who always looks for ways to exploit situations to his advantage. The friends decided to head out for some night shift and get some new Jordans at the mall, but Cartman and Kenny had other plans in mind. As they drove around town looking for affection, both Hitler and Eminem realized that South Park was not only great entertainment but also a reflection of their own experiences in different ways. Hitler, who was a fan of the show since its inception, was particularly interested in the rapper Westside Gunn. His ascension to fame had been released on Eminem's Shady Records label and it got Hitler thinking about hip-hop and how it has changed.
Over the years, He thought that if he had a third rapper on board, his point 2020 would be even stronger. Hitler decided to wear a Ronald Reagan shirt in honor of President Ronald Reagan and started playing some of West Side Gun songs. Eminem, who had released two projects this year, was impressed by what he heard and suggested they look for some other South Park-related music. They eventually stumbled upon Wayside Rattling Percussive's Sore Thumb album, and Hitler immediately noticed how South Reigned Supreme had fallen into regionalism. Heath was intrigued by the original Cogsworth and how it was used in Eminem's Dad's, Marshall Bruce Mathers, song. They were both surprised to learn that he also wrote letters to a girl named Beth Fowler. She had been bullied by Eminem's dad, and he wrote letters to her asking for help.
This has been the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast, episode 1709. Thank you for joining us. If you enjoyed this content, please follow us on social media. See you next time.